This is WLVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Protests are planned this evening in downtown Allentown in the wake of a now viral video that shows a city police officer pressing his knee into a man's neck. In a statement, the police department said the man being restrained was later admitted to a hospital and released, and it is investigating the matter. Local activists say they are upset that there was no mention of the officer and whether he has been placed on leave. Over the weekend, protesters marched to the police station to demand answers. Rodney Bush says their arrival was met with laughter by those inside.
And we knocked at the door repeatedly. They kind of looked at us. They didn't even respond to us after like the first 5 to 10 minutes of us being there. When they finally did respond, they kind of like smirked at us and were making very condescending gestures towards us.
The police chief and mayor did meet briefly with protesters Saturday night, and Assistant Chief William Lake later said he didn't see anyone laughing and the police are taking the matter seriously. Bush, who describes himself as a black man who grew up in Allentown, said this is not the first type of interaction with the police.
That really showed me that even in the midst of a world movement, a national movement, a global movement, that police officers are still not taking it seriously.
The area's Black Lives Matter and other community leaders will be releasing a series of demands this evening for the police that include defunding the department and allocating resources to other community programs. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.